US sports update for TGI Fridays, home of the legendary NFL Super Bowl party.
We'll all be up Monday morning having a look at the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl 51. Duncan McKenzie McCarg is on the line from beautiful downtown Houston. Hello, Duncan.
Hello, Kevin. How are you? It's all happening in Houston down here. It's Friday night on Super Bowl weekend, and everywhere you look, there's bars full, and the parties are in full swing. Actually, tonight, there's an ESPN party. There's a leather and laces party featuring supermodels, Kevin. Kevin, if you want to see music superstar Bruno Mars tonight in concert, that alone you set you back about $300 for the cheapest ticket. So it's all happening.
I heard earlier in the week you're at the NFL Experience. That in itself is something else. But have you been sort of surprised by the amount of stuff that goes on in the week leading up to Super Bowl?
I have. It's like a week-long extravaganza. I mean, Mark Allen described it a bit like a Mardi Gras, and it is very much like that. It seems every night there's something new and different on, whether it's a Hall of Fame dinner or I mean, the NFL Experience itself was something that I've never really experienced before. It's a bit like the AFL Live site, except this thing goes for like two football fields. There's thousands and thousands of people out between, you know, 4 p.m. and midnight. And just everywhere you look, the whole city is pretty much captivated by Super Bowl fever. It's quite extraordinary.
Now, can you understand why, you know, AFL people go over there and spend the whole week at Super Bowl, then come back and bring us nothing? Is there anything you could bring back from Super Bowl that we could actually do here?
That's a very, very good point. I mean, what I've noticed, Kevin, is especially, you know, over the last two or three days, the AFL does seem to incorporate, you know, a lot of that. The AFL Live site has been taken, I think, from that NFL Experience, and the way that they draw families in, the way that the fan engagement happens, that's certainly borrowed a lot from this NFL model. Let me have a think. I think there's up to about 30 parties happening tonight. So I think that's something that, you know, AFL corporates will certainly want to tap into, especially in the next 5 to 10 years.
Is scalping a really big thing at this event as well, Duncan?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it's absolutely huge. I mean, you can't find a ticket anywhere at the moment for under $2,000 US. And then, you know, they're going for as much as, you know, $50,000. I mean, I haven't got a ticket yet for Sunday, and it's kind of bugging me. But I'm trying for it not to get to me at the moment, Kevin. But I think I might just wait for the 11th hour and hopefully, you know, there's a scalper who just needs to get rid of one, and then I can sink my way into the ground. But yeah, the average ticket price is $4,124, so it's quite the investment.
Now, the game's actually an afterthought to all the other things that go on, because we have the Super Bowl commercials at $5 million a pop, and we have the halftime entertainment, Lady Gaga. And now, is the current rumour that she's going to be suspended from the roof or something?
Well, I think she's knocked that one on the head, Kevin. I mean, there was plenty of rumour about that, you know, heading into the week. But she said that idea came from her sister. She knocked that on the head publicly. Maybe that's because she wants to keep the surprise open. But, I mean, there is plenty of build-up around this Lady Gaga show. She says that she's been preparing for this show since she was 4 years old, just four. And she's actually just working around the clock this final week to get everything absolutely perfect. She's actually mocked up the Super Bowl set in her backyard, can you believe it? And her and her choreographers have been in lockdown trying to make this the greatest Super Bowl halftime show of all time. So it's certainly going to be something to watch.
Well, and she certainly must have a very big backyard. Are they expecting any kind of anti-Trump stuff from her or from any other performers that are there on the night?
Oh yeah, they are. I mean, they're expecting either something inside the stands or outside the ground or possibly something from Lady Gaga, because this, you know, Kevin, this really is a very unsettling time here in the country. I mean, make no mistake about that. You know, some are calling the United States of America, you know, the divided states of America. So there's a lot of expectation that there will be a demonstration or some form of protest on the night of Super Bowl. You know, one thing that really surprised me is that no sitting president has actually ever attended the Super Bowl. And even though Donald Trump might seem, you know, very good friends with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, don't expect him to turn up in Houston, because there's going to be all sorts of things happening in the town. So I thought that was kind of interesting, but we'll just have to wait and see. Who knows? Donald Trump isn't your average US president, so maybe he will turn up the last minute.
Maybe that's an Australian thing too, where politicians tend to turn up at sporting events and try and steal a little bit of the limelight. Maybe they don't do that as much in America. The Super Bowl commercials, the other one, we've got an Australian wine company who actually are spending the $5 million to have an ad on during Super Bowl.
Yeah, Yellowtail Wine. It's they've got a kangaroo who's effectively sort of seducing Americans on the beach. It's quite bizarre. I don't know where they come up with the concept for that one, but that's the great thing about these Super Bowl commercials. They get everyone talking for the whole week. They like to leak them out sort of day by day. Maybe if you've got, you know, big brands really get involved in this, you know, the Budweisers, the Buick, Snickers, you know, and then all the stars want to be a part of it. You know, Justin Timberlake, John Malkovich, Miranda Kerr is obviously in one as well, and of course the halftime entertainment, Lady Gaga. So, as you mentioned, you know, 30 seconds will cost them $5 million US to get any sort of exposure, 110 million Americans watching. A lot of people just watch the event just to watch the commercial, so that'll be very, very interesting to view as well.
Duncan McKenzie McCarger's with us. He's in Houston for Super Bowl 51. I'm told that the expression "Pat my roo" will become a euphemism for a lot of things after the Super Bowl ad goes to air for Yellowtail.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that could. I mean, I'm sure there'll be another one that'll be highly or more controversial. I know that the Budweiser theme this year is on immigrants, which is actually just coincidentally. Coincided with Donald Trump's immigration ban on seven Muslim countries as well. So I think there could be one that right out of the box. I mean, Lady Gaga is also known for doing stuff quite controversially. So who knows? She might bring up a pretty big surprise with her paid advertisement with Tiffany & Co. So yeah, it'd be certainly one to watch.
Now, Duncan, that pesky thing called the game apparently will happen after all that stuff's been done and dusted. Is it still Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, the Patriots are everybody's, not everyone's favourite, but certainly favourite for the game?
Well, yeah, they are, Kevin. They're certainly everyone's favourite for the game, but make no mistake, I mean, this game has been built as the good guys versus the bad guys. Some are actually likening it to Star Wars, like the versus the Jedi. Now, the Sith are the New England Patriots. Why? Because, well, people are really sick and tired of them winning. They've won four Super Bowls in the past 17 years. Sunday will be their ninth Super Bowl appearance. That's a record. Quarterback Tom Brady and Coach Bill Belichick are at the centre of that success. Just today, I asked a mutual friend, why people wanted to see Brady lose on Sunday. And he said, why? Well, you know, he's a rich jock married to a supermodel who always wins at life. But he said he's a cheat and a Trump fan, so I'm not having that. In fact, none of us are having any of that. So that just seems to be sort of the growing sentiment amongst the neutral supporter here in Houston. But on the flip side, Kevin, you know, you've got the fairy tale story this season, which is the Atlanta Falcons. Some are predicting, you know, they wouldn't even make it to the playoffs this year. Well, now they're suddenly in the Super Bowl for only the second time in their history. In 51 years, they've never won an NFL championship. You know, Matt Ryan is having the season of his life. In fact, he's even outplayed Brady this year and is now favourite to win the league MVP. So they're arguably the most exciting team. They're the highest scoring team in the league and they're seemingly the sentimental favourites on Sunday.
All right, Duncan, who do you think is going to win?
I just think with the Patriots Super Bowl experience, you can't really go past them. I mean, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, you know, have been there. You know, this will be their seventh Super Bowl. So, and Tom Brady's played in more Super Bowls than the entire Atlanta Falcons roster, which is just absolutely extraordinary. I think they've got the experience. You know, the big stage might get the better of some of the Falcons players. I see the Patriots winning comfortably.
Well, enjoy one of the 30 parties you're off to tonight. Say hello to Bruno Mars for me, and we'll catch you again soon. Thanks, Duncan.
No worries, and say hi to Sarah for me as well, Kevin.
I will, Duncan McKenzie McCarg. Well-known Melbourne broadcaster, and he's there in Houston. I think he's relocating to the States for a number of years now, so good luck to him. Good